One of the most integral elements to creating and maintaining a healthy relationship is to master the art of negotiation, particularly when it comes to negotiating values. Most couples have at least a little bit of familiarity with negotiating. You know, like, hey, how about pizza tonight? Nah, I'm not really feeling it. Let's do tacos. Okay, how about tacos tonight and pizza tomorrow night? You got a deal. Negotiation simply means to communicate in search of mutual agreement. It comes from the Latin negotiare, to do business, or negotium, literally lack of leisure. Taken in its literal sense, then, it means doing the business of a relationship, not the fun or leisure part. Negotiation in a relationship is all business and generally not much fun. But it is such a fundamental skill in relationships, it simply has to be a part of the mix. Values are simply what we find to be important. So a negotiation of values is the business of coming to a mutual agreement on things we find to be valuable or important. This would be relatively easy, I suppose, if two people found the same things to be valuable or important. This is generally not the case. Sure, it does stand to reason that if two people have entered into a relationship, especially one as committed as marriage, there are at least some things that they both already mutually agree upon. I doubt a second date would occur if zero values were aligned. But here's the dirty little secret. Of any two people on the face of this earth, the set of values that are not in common is far greater than the set of values that match. It's those values that don't align that cause all the problems. And if two people don't have a fully operational and functional negotiation system for finding mutual agreement on those values that don't match up, they're screwed. Values really enter into just about everything we do to some degree. Our time is valuable to us. How we spend that time is valuable. The things we choose to say or do are valuable to us. We want to know that our best friend, our partner, can appreciate the value in those things as well, even if they would not prefer to do or say those things and would not prefer to spend their time that way. When it comes to relationships, differing values, if not negotiated skillfully, can cause all kinds of problems. Here's an example. Wife. What you said to me at that party last night was so rude. Husband, seriously? I was joking around. You gotta lighten up. My friends thought it was funny. Wife, but it hurt my feelings. And Janet thought it was rude too. Husband, geez, I can't say anything around you. You're so hypersensitive. What are we, third graders? Wife, you're such an ass. Husband, whatever. I can't believe I gave up my golf game this morning to sit here and get bitched at. I'm out of here. I'm pretty sure Fred still needs a fourth. Wife, fine. Take your rude-ass comments with you and give them to your jackass friends. Slamming door, silence, expletives, tears. Sound familiar? What the hell just happened? Actually, it's not about what just happened. It's about what didn't happen. What didn't happen was a values negotiation. It was more like a values bloodbath, slaughtering each other's values with diminishing death blows. From the very beginning of the conversation, the interaction was doomed to failure. First, it all started off harshly and with criticism. The first punch actually came from the wife when she used the phrase, "You were rude." It was a critical statement, which could have been softened up in a myriad of ways. How about, can I ask you about some of the things you said last night? I would like to get your take on a few things and give you my opinion. Or how about, I was just wondering if maybe I could share my observation on a few things and get your take on it. The first step of a values negotiation is to seek to understand. And if that sounds familiar, you might have heard it in the first part of the salesman's axiom, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Nothing new under the sun, and certainly not rocket science. If we are to have any chance of being understood, We have to be willing to understand first. So where does the value part come in? In this case, as in most, husband and wife have differing values that they have placed on a series of comments that were made at a party. Husband valued them as harmless and in good fun. Wife valued them as diminishing and hurtful. So who's right? Well, neither and both, depending on perspective. And so it goes with nearly every value. There is no objective measure of the rightness and wrongness. It is purely subjective. Getting this values negotiation party started begins with seeking a cognitive understanding, which means thought knowledge, without emotion and without judgment. In this case, since the wife wanted the conversation in the first place, she needs to get it started with an invitation to hear and understand what her husband was thinking. It almost seems too obvious, doesn't it? That whatever the husband said or did, he deemed it appropriate for some reason, and his reason gets as much validity as her reason to not appreciate it. If this couple cannot establish this equitable understanding right out of the gate, this negotiation will never happen. It is ultra critical in this first step for the wife to demonstrate a willingness and ability to understand her husband's point of view, no matter how much she is convinced from the outset that he is wrong and just rude. This takes a tremendous amount of emotional maturity and practice. It is hard, but it is the key to making things happen. If I am husband in this case, how am I going to respond when right out of the gate I am called rude? How much better will it be if my wife, on the other hand, shows a genuine and sincere desire to understand what I was thinking? Not a, what the hell were you thinking, but a gentle, authentic attempt. And what happens if husband understands and really feels that this is what is being attempted without judgment? It changes the game. By doing this, the wife is establishing a sense that she is capable of finding value in her husband's perspective and a willingness to do it. She doesn't have to agree with it, but simply understand why he thinks there's value in it. So how might that go? Well, interestingly enough, when you observe couples who are doing this well, surprising things happen. For example, I have literally witnessed cases just like this in which the husband, if given the room to explain, in a judgment-free atmosphere, actually examines his own thinking and comes to the conclusion it just wasn't cool, apologizes, and pledges to correct his own thinking. No joke. It can be that simple. But usually it takes a bit more of an exchange in which husband gets a chance to explain why he said what he did and the perspective from which he thought it was appropriate. Wife doesn't get her turn until she has demonstrated a cognitive understanding of husband's position. This can be as simple as a genuine, "I can see how that would be funny to you," period. Not, "but," as in, "but it isn't funny to me." That part doesn't come yet. Not until husband is completely convinced that wife sees his point of view without judgment. Literally, it is do not pass go until husband gives the nod, as in, "yes, that's exactly what I was thinking." Now, believe it or not, in relationships that have this function up and running properly, the husband, in his best non-condescending tone, actually says next something like, "What was your take? Now it's wife's turn." And she says, "Well, I thought it was rude." Gotcha. Hope you didn't fall for that one. Total misdirect. Rather, she says, "You hurt my feelings." Did you fall for that one? I hope not. We can do so much better. How about, "When I hear those things, I react to them in a negative way. I'm working hard on not letting those things bother me. Trust me, I would love to be at the point where I can immediately see them as your attempts at humor and just blow them off or maybe even find them funny myself. But I'm not quite there yet. So this is why you probably noticed my negative reaction. Silence. The next move goes to husband. So why do you think you react in such a negative way? Is there anything I can do to help you with that? To help you with what you're trying to achieve? I'm going to be more sensitive to that because I really don't want to have fun at the expense of watching you struggle with your negative feelings. How about we work out a sign? If you're having a reaction, grab your earlobe and that will remind me to cool it, or at least follow up with some statements that leave no mistake that I love and respect you, but was just trying to have a bit of fun. Now this actually brings us into step 2 and 3. Cognitive understanding and appealing to overarching values. The values here are love and respect. We may not value off-color humor the same way, but love and respect, those are valuable to both of us, always. Appealing to values that we already share and treasure makes room for trading on differences. It's a beautiful thing. The final step is empathic understanding. Here we are actually blending values or trading on values, sometimes developing a hybrid value that has parts of both. This is the act of bringing values to the negotiation table and being willing to walk away with a different set than what we brought to the table. If one or the other party leaves the negotiation with the exact same set of values they entered it with, negotiation didn't happen. It is just that simple. So let's play that all the way out. Wife came in with low or no value given to husband's attempt at humor, which had value in husband's eyes. It made people laugh and got him attention. Through the process of negotiation, wife was able to demonstrate the ability to find value in husband's humor. And husband, in turn, placed value on wife's desire to control her own emotions and her willingness to own her own emotions and reactions to him. He valued her request for his help, and she valued his suggestion to create a signal to alert him to how she was reacting. Together, they negotiated a plan for future incidents that they both could agree on and pledged to attempt to put into play. Sound too good to be true? Actually, it's not. In fact, you've probably seen couples do this without even knowing what you were observing. Couples that do this well couldn't even tell you the steps. They look at you incredulously like, who doesn't do this? How do you learn this? The same way you learn anything else. Someone walking you through it, patiently guiding, instructing, correcting, kind of like my batting coach in college, patiently standing by the batting cages, instructing me how to hold the bat, shift my weight, extend my arms, and follow through. Videotaping my swing until I did it correctly, and then having me watch that swing over and over until it was embedded in my memory and I could reproduce it without much conscious thought. Translated, a great coach, high-tech training strategies, and a shit ton of practice. Have you ever learned anything any other way? I doubt it. And that's what I do. Analyze performance, strategically design corrections, and get them on tape, at least audio tape, and help you practice them over and over until they're embedded in the subconscious mind. In athletics, this is known as muscle memory because it appears that the muscles themselves know exactly what to do. But it is really neural memory. Nothing happens without impulses generated deep within the cerebral cortex. So whether you're trying to swing a bat correctly, or trying to learn a sequence of mental maneuvers that will take your relationship from ordinary to extraordinary, the process is the same. I first learned of values negotiation about 15 years ago when I was teaching a graduate level class on ethics. The term was used in the context of the client-therapist relationship, but the idea stuck with me. As I pondered the idea over the years, I realized that it really applied to any and all relationships, as we all have differing values that must be negotiated in order for the relationship to work. Most people mistakenly believe that when two people mesh well enough to become husband and wife, their value systems must be very similar. Actually, that isn't the case at all. In any given two people in the world, the subset of values that they share is smaller than the subset they don't by a long shot. This means that most values need to be negotiated. So, if your relationship sounds anything like husband and wife in the first example above, I would love to teach you the art of the deal, negotiating values like the pros do. Sound good? Sure, you say. But how in the world are we going to make that happen? Do you have any idea how busy our schedules are? And besides, we've tried therapy before, and it turned into a complete train wreck. Nothing but a defensive pissing contest. Good luck getting my spouse to try it again. It was a huge waste of time and actually probably made things worse. Yep, I've heard them all, probably said them myself. And believe me, they are valid reasons for counting therapy out. That is why I invented PVC, Premium Virtual Counseling. Think of it as a hybrid blend of couples therapy and a pre-taped training program. You never have to come into my office. You work at your pace. You listen to the tapes sequentially in private and work on the principles one at a time, trying them out, practicing, and tweaking. But you have the added feature of me, the trainer, analyzing your efforts, coaching, guiding, and personalizing the effort. You have constant communication via phone, FaceTime, Zoom, or taped responses for as long as you need to learn the process. It's like having a therapist in your back pocket while learning vital relationship protocols at your own pace. You can work in tandem or separately, depending on the task. And you each have unlimited access to me, the coach, whenever you need it. You send your inquiries as they occur at your pace, and I send responses to your inquiries. This gives both parties plenty of time to think, absorb, prepare, and transmit data. Convenient, relaxed, non-confrontational, affordable, and efficient. No fuss, no muss, simple. Just the way I like it.